A couple pieces of evidence that I was kind of interested to hear what you think about. Pertaining to this issue of evidence, I wrote this chapter on ethics in your book, and I found it interesting. You were dealing with the origin of our moral sense, more so than I think the origin of morality itself. You probably agree, right? You still wonder, what is it about the world that makes some things, right, and something's wrong, something's good, something's bad, and you want to retain the language, but some things are evil. And we give a lot of religious examples, and I'm going to agree with you on some of them, but if we're retaining these categories, these very strong, moral categories, it seems to me that naturalism is going to be very hard-pressed to provide an account for where a real good and real good would be. I'm not sure how fundamentally we simply assert the existence of value without providing a deeper account for it. And one other, moral freedom as well. It seems to me that if the naturalist is kind of shackled, a naturalistic world, it would seem as if we're just bound and determined to behave just the way we do. Morality is all about thought, and thought is like, exactly what it is to be. So I think we're really
Well, I think it's not for all of us. Not just for naturalists. I think it is actually fairly baffling where our morality comes from and why we're in fact as nice as we are. And the professionals in this field are moral philosophers, and moral philosophers, the majority of them, are not theologically inclined. They tend to develop ideas similar to all. What we know about is the will and the rule. They behave to others as you wish they should behave to you. And moral philosophers have developed other such principles, always oppose suffering, always behave as if you didn't know whether you were going to be at the top of the pecking order or the bottom. These are all moral precepts which moral philosophers have developed. Now, it's a genuinely difficult question why any individual should wish to follow such moral precepts. If I ask myself, I'm actually a very moral person, I think I'm sure that's what you are. If I ask myself why I don't steal, why I pay my taxes, why I do all the things that keep society going, I suppose it's a slightly irrational feeling that I wouldn't wish to live in a kind of society where people behave in the sort of way that I wouldn't wish them to behave in, and therefore I shouldn't behave in those ways either. That isn't entirely rational, because if I behave in a social way, then that doesn't actually stop anybody else doing the nice things to me, maybe it does, and that could be the problem. But it is a genuinely difficult why we are moral. All that I wish to assert today is that religion certainly doesn't help. Or if it does, and if anybody here who thinks that they're moral purely because they're frightened of what God might do if they're not, and that's a pretty contemptible reason to be moral. And I don't think you probably much respect people who only behave well because of the great surveillance tower in the sky. So I think that I'm sure all of us here are moral for better reasons than that. Although I quite agree with the question, it's genuinely difficult to decide why we are. Thank goodness we are.